The end of mining and public sector cuts have cost us better paid jobs. John Dale, Mansfield Socialist Party. What should the minimum wage be? Alistair Tice wrote an excellent article in The Socialist, see above. A trade union congress, TUC, study reported average weekly wages in Mansfield fell from £379 in 2008 to £322 last year. In 2008, Mansfield average pay was £84 a week below the national average, £125 below in 2018. So Mansfield Socialist Party recently discussed this. The Office for National Statistics said the median hourly wage for full-time Mansfield workers in 2018 was £11.01. It's probably less for part-time workers. Such low pay is a condemnation of large local employers like Sports Direct. The end of mining and public service cuts lost us better paid, trade union organized jobs. The TUC produces well-researched reports, but fails to seriously fight to win decent pay for the army of low-paid workers. Mansfield Socialist Party's campaign still carries a poster for a £10 an hour minimum wage. We get comments from small traders like gardeners and hairdressers that it would drive them out of business, as they couldn't afford to employ anyone. We reply they should be subsidized, but big business should pay up. This usually satisfies them, if they stop for a discussion. Recently, a health worker angrily said his qualification would be worthless if the minimum was £10. It turned out he was on band 3, on barely £10, and agreed NHS pay bands needed a hike. A serious national trade union struggle to end low pay would give confidence to workers and small business in Espiapol. In a low-paid area, like Mansfield, we think £12 an hour should be the headline figure, a step towards £15, which should be the main demand in high-cost areas like London.